Cobb, St. Helena, California, August 22, 1906. Pastor Cobb, Dear Brother, I have been writing many letters of late that I believe may be helpful to those who will study and profit by the instruction contained in them. We are living amid the perils of the last days. I have received and read your letter, and before answering fully, I desire to read it again. But today I find my eyesight so affected that I cannot use it. I must prayerfully consider the contents before I can go into the matters of which you speak. But I will write you a few lines at this time. Last Sabbath and Sunday I spent in Oakland, and have promised to be with them over next Sabbath and Sunday. The Lord sustained me, but the speaking and the writing have greatly taxed my head and my eyes. Last night I slept but little. My fellow laborer in the great closing work of this earth's history, I would say to you that the location for a school is a matter that needs very careful consideration. When we broke the new ground in Avondale, the Lord outlined the work to be done by the school. It has taken years of constant labor to put the school on its present basis. We had to meet many objections and discouragements, such as will always attend such enterprises. The work required earnest prayer and the efforts of unselfish men. Some had to be proved whether they would become qualified for the work. Many changes have since been made, but the Lord has signified His approval of the work. We had to meet perplexities on the right hand and on the left as we entered upon the work of the school. There was hard labor, and there was extreme intensity. But before every move we had seasons of prayer, and the Lord guided us at every step. The selection of your faculty may be a perplexing problem. It would be a great drawback to secure men who are not well qualified for the work. You will need men and women who are sanctified, who are dignified in appearance, and who give evidence of a true Christian experience. Ye are laborers together with God. Do not plan for too large a school, that will mean a large expense. Build economically, and be sure that you do not make such a move that in other places where schools will be needed in the future, it will be impossible for an educational work to be done. Be sure you are doing the work of the Lord. When you have found the best location, then build economically. Do not allow $1 to be expended needlessly. Act only after due consideration and prayer. The kingdom of heaven is not in word, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20. Sit down and count the cost carefully before you build in any place. A mistake in such a matter often results in bitter discouragement. Do not expect large returns in the beginning. This would be a strange thing. Success comes only through intense efforts and often through many disappointments. Do not build large. If prospered, you can add to the size of the buildings as may be found necessary. I hope I may be able to write more fully next time.